AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. U.S.-based cyber investigators say Chinese hackers have unleashed a storm of attacks on thousands of computer systems.
Long story made short, we have about 550 folks on the ground responding to breaches right now, and I'm not sure the climate's ever been worse for the amount of work that we have.
Kevin Mandia, the CEO of FireEye, says after an initial attack on servers running Microsoft Exchange, a second set of Chinese hackers installed backdoors known as web shells on potentially hundreds of thousands of systems, exposing them to cyber criminals and their ransomware attacks. Strong views among potential jurors in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Eric Chauvin.
Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. The first potential juror was dismissed. Defense attorney Eric Nelson noted what she wrote about the question, "Why do you feel you want to be a juror in this case?"
And you wrote, "Because I would like to give my opinion of the unjust death of George Floyd."
Another juror said she thinks she can try to be impartial, but doesn't know if she can promise impartiality. Judge Peter Cahill says just about everyone has seen or heard something about George Floyd's death.
The question becomes, can you put all that aside? Because as a juror, you have to decide the case just on the evidence you hear in the courtroom.
A woman who was selected described herself as a go-with-the-flow person who could talk with anyone about anything. I'm Ed Donahue.
Three jurors have been selected, six others removed from the pool. The judge says it will take at least 3 weeks to get a jury. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signs into law legislation banning nearly all abortions in the state. It only allows a procedure to save the life of the mother and does not provide exceptions for rape or incest. Opponents say they'll file suit before the law goes into effect sometime in the summer. This is AP News. Unlike his predecessor, President Biden's name will not be on the next batch of relief checks. Here's Sagar Magani.
The $1,200 checks last April had President Donald J. Trump printed on them. He insisted on it in a first for any president. These checks will be for $1,400 and signed by a Treasury Department official, not President Biden.
This is not about him. This is about the American people getting relief.
With spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on getting the checks out quickly and not branding them. The payments would start moving after the House approves the president's $1.9 trillion virus relief bill, which is expected to happen this week.
Civil liberties activists are suing a company that provides facial recognition services to law enforcement and private companies around the world, contending that Clearview AI illegally stockpiled data on 3 billion people without their knowledge or permission. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.